Courage to Change, One Day at a Time in Al-Anon. June 28th. I always felt that my loved one's drinking was a terrible reflection on me, and I worried about what people thought. One day he told me he wanted to get sober. I was elated for a day until his next binge. Then I was devastated. Some months later, my loved one finally did go to AA. 2 days later, the drinking began again. The most important thing I've learned in Al-Anon since then is that my well-being cannot depend upon whether or not the alcoholic drinks. His behavior is not a reflection of me, it's a reflection of his disease. However, my behavior is a reflection of me, and I owe it to myself to pay attention to what it has to tell me. I have to take care of myself. I have to accept that alcoholism is a disease which can be arrested but not cured. Many alcoholics make a number of attempts at sobriety before actually getting sober. Others never do. My life is too important to waste waiting for someone else's choices, even when it's someone I dearly love. Today's reminder. No matter whether the alcoholic in my life is drunk or sober, the time to put energy into my own recovery is right now. Al-Anon helped me to focus my attention on what I could do about my situation instead of concentrating all my attention on what I thought the alcoholic should do. I was the one who had to take a stand. In All Our Affairs. From the book Courage to Change. Copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.